The Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars have an album out on Anti Records, and a film has been made of their experiences. Not many bands have a film crew there at the beginning of the band, but no other group has ever formed in the way that the All-Stars did in the West African refugee camps, where those escaping from the civil war in Sierra Leone were forced in the 1990s. Today we'll hear this band's remarkable music, but we'll also talk with the group's founder, Ruben Karoma, and the young orphan rapper Black Nature about the formation of the band. To begin with, I talked to Ruben about his stay in one of a number of refugee camps that he was forced to relocate to.
My first camp was Dakabe, but I just spent about 6 months there. Mm-hmm. So we were transferred into another camp, which is called Kalia. In that camp, we have about 37,000 Sierra Leoneans residing there. And so we have, well, a lot of people. And so, well, I was so much frustrated, but I've been playing music before I fled the war. So I just thought that, well, music could be helpful in such a situation, in the sense that, well, there is nothing else to do. And then refugees are restricted not to go outside the camp. So it's like we are confined in one place. So I think music could be very useful in such a situation.
Now, what music did you play? You were in Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone?
Yes, sir.
And explain to people what happened. There had been rebel activity throughout Sierra Leone, but finally it made its way into the capital and everybody had to flee. Is that the shorthand for what happened?
Yeah, really. Well, when the war started in the early 90s, it's like we've been hearing a lot of stories, just stories about the rebels' activities, you know, burning houses, raping, doing all sort of, committing all sort of atrocities. You know, we've been hearing stories. But since we were living in the cities, we never thought that this would have right. have met us in the city. But way back in 1997, there was a serious confrontation between the peacekeeping force and then the then AFRC government, and in collaboration with the rebel.
Ah.
You know, the peacekeeping force was trying to take control of the airport, the international airport. And then the AFRC, they too, they are trying to resist. And so there was a serious fight. I witnessed that fight. And then coincidentally, you know, after the whole fight, you know, I was arrested by the peacekeeping force, you know, and then taken to their camp. I was tortured.
And ended up in the first
refugee camp.
Now, what was your music like? What was your band like before all this, back in Sierra Leone?
Well, my band was called The Emperors, you know. I was playing The Emperors with a few of the members who are right now with my band, you know.
And when you, here you are in your, I guess we were talking about this forming in the second camp where you had, you ended up being with 37,000 people. Did everybody know you as a musician, and did people, was it easy for you to find the other musicians, or how did it initially form?
Well, few of the people knew that I was a musician, especially those who come from Freetown, but because the camp, most of the people came from the provinces, and they do not know me.
Right.
Yeah.
But the, and so... Now, I understand that was this the camp where the Ghanaian army ended up running into the camp and you had to leave there again, or is that
yes,
yeah, unbelievable. And where did you end up going, and how did you get there?
Well, you know, way back in 2000, year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rebels, we are doing something like a cross-border raid. they are crossing the border trying to attack the Guineans. And so the Guineans just thought that, well, oh, we are keeping you here safe and your brothers are trying to destroy our country. Oh, no, we don't believe you guys. Mm. So what they did was, it's like a concentrated camp by then. You know, we were surrounded by military officers. And then the citizens, they went, they looted the UNHCR office, vandalized everything. And then the UNHCR officers ran away and they left us there. Mm. For 6 months, we were just at the mercy of the Guinean military officers. No food, nothing. We were just there, you know. But we thank God that a decision was made by the government itself that, we should be relocated from the borderline to the inside part of Guinea.
We're talking with Ruben Karoma about his experience that led to the formation of the Refugee All-Stars. So how did you get instruments?
Well, in the refugee camp, the first person... You know, when I had the dream to form a group in the refugee camp, I met with a guitar player who is called Franco Nero. Of course, he managed to sneak away with one acoustic guitar.
Mm.
And that was the only instrument that we used when we started. And then we had one boy who was called Abubakar Peni Kamara, although he's a late man now.
Mm-hmm.
He died of cold. But he was playing an instrument we call Kungoma. You know, it's a traditional instrument, but it has a very powerful kind of sound for percussion. And so that's how we started, three of us. You know, I was singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's how we started.
Now, yeah. Black Nature, you're younger than Ruben.
Yeah.
And your musical influences are probably different than Ruben's. Is that true?
It's not much different because the message that we're passing on to the people.
And how old were you when you ended up in the camp?
In the camp? Yeah. At that time, I was at the age of 7.
Wow. Did you have, were your parents with you at all? Or?
No, I lost my parent.
And you bring an element to this group as the rapper in the group, which makes it really brings a great dynamic to the group. And how did you start playing together? How did it all work out?
Well, when the war broke out in our country, and I decided to run away with my grandmom, we went through the camp. We were in the camp, and at that time, Mr. Ruben. Because when I go into the camp, I started going to school,
mm-hmm.
right? And Mr. Ruben was my teacher at the school, right? And during that period, I've started writing raps. And at that time, he was playing music in the camp also. Then I started going around him, you know, started stealing his talent, you know. And we are in, he saw me and he said, oh, I think if I lay hands upon this boy, I think he will become somebody in future tomorrow. So he started nursing me up, bringing me up, mm-hmm. up to this time.
Now, how many languages did you rap in? Did you rap in English and French?
Yeah, I rap in English, a little bit of French and Creole. No.
Well, it all goes together. In fact, that's one thing that's most amazing to me about the Refugee All-Stars is you can hear little bits of all styles of West African music all in together. Is that because of where everybody is all from? Or I mean, there's a little, certainly there's a roots reggae influence. You'd probably be better describing it than me, but I even hear like a little palm wine music influence, a little juju. It's all kind of mixed up, which is kind of a really wonderful thing about it. How did the sound come about?
Well, as I told you, I was playing music before the war. And in Sierra Leone, we like all type of music. You know, Sierra Leone, Freetown in general, is just like a multicultural city where we accept all different type of culture, mm-hmm. and we listen to all different type of music. And besides, for the reggae influence, we have a traditional beat in Sierra Leone, which is 100% similar to reggae beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's why. Well, it was, you know, no doubt it was obvious that the reggae music could be very popular in Sierra Leone because of that influence.
Thank you all so much. We will go to the stage now and hear a set from our guest today, the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, live today on the World Cafe. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, greetings from Africa. Greeting from Sierra Leone. We're going to play you a song, Living Like a Refugee, which is, it's like the title of the band. Are you ready?
To sit and understand patiently waiting for your supply.
Or will it difficult to stand under the rain, patiently waiting for your supply? The overcrowding sometimes leads to the outbreak of a cholera. It's Cocodolo, it's your vulga.
It's not easy.
It's your corn, it's your flour.
It's not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee. It's not easy.
Oh, we own time. You live
me like a refugee. It's not easy. Living like a refugee, it's not easy.
Oh, in your time, you
living like a refugee.
Ah, oh, nah,
it's not easy.
We are, we are.
Living like a refugee, it's not easy.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you that this time we need Jah to come down and solve the problem. A lot of conflict. You know what I mean? And we hate bloodshed. Tell them, Jah!
Take it easy and call it out. When you're hunting a lion, take it easy and call it out.
Don't let them bite your hand. Don't let them bite your hand.
Balamina was a slave.
A long time.
Quite a long time ago. Amiruko was a slave.
A long time.
Quite a long time ago. Even my grandfather was a slave.
A long time.
Quite a long time ago. My great-grandmother was a slave.
A long time.
Quite a long time ago. Yeah.
They took my people away into slavery. They took my people away into slavery. They began to walk like machines. Oh God. Them feed them to walk like machines. Oh God.
Some are killed through the disease them introduced. My God. Some they killed through the hard work. Some they threw in the oceans. Some they died through the rape. So Jaja, oh Jaja, Jaja come down. Lord, I'm willing.
Jaja, Jaja come down.
Ja-ja, oh Ja-ja,
Ja-ja come down,
come down.
Ja-ja, Ja-ja come down.
I'm willing, but I'm willing.
Ja-ja,
oh Ja-ja,
Ja-ja come down.
Yeah, this is what I'm
saying. When you have to be a lion, take it easy and put it up. When you have to be a lion, take it easy and put it up.
Them bite your hand.
But Lamina was a slave.
A long time, it's a long time.
Mami Ruka was a slave.
A long time, quite
a long time ago. Even my grandfather was a slave.
A long time, quite
a long time ago. My great grandmother was a slave.
A long time, quite
a long time ago.
They took my people away. Into slavery. They took my people away. Into slavery. They began to walk like machines. Oh God. They began to walk like machines. Oh God.
Some we are killed through the disease that introduced. My God.
Some they died through the hard work. Some they threw in the oceans. Some they died through the rape.
So Jaja, oh Jaja, Jaja come down.
Jaja
I'm willing.
Jaja, Jaja come down.
Just want to introduce the youngest man among us and the person of black nature
really
to just demonstrate the modern flavor to you. Are you ready? Up to the mic, Black.
It's a real thing, you know. How you feeling the show?
But it seems like you people don't feel happy.
How you feeling the show?
Well, why can't you get up and dance?
Dance with us, my people. It's a real tournament, the girl them feel a scatter. This trip na rock, I'm off a start, because get them all started, guys, you all. What them say? I say, the girl them feel them, tell them, say, this trip, we're on the bus with the union, then different the style. More time I say this trip will make the girl feel the scatter, but come to make her feel the unto shy. Say the race, but I make girl them play. Some less I must see, don't suffer to make your window bless. East one, the west, I got to make them the flex. But give me the one way, good one, make your only girl feel. If I'm the summer way, I run. See my only girl feel, they're ready for the run. Oh hey, if I'm them, so they told me for the run. Tell me, say this trip will make the girl with the fun. I say, for Mr. Wetter, not as other, but the matter, no, he don't. Real team, make the girl be scatter.
Yes,
it's just
yes,
a freestyle,
sir.
You know.
Yes,
wait, I'm saying.
Yes,
how you feeling the show? Are you ready to dance? Well, come on, we want to see you in front and dance with us, you know. Wait, I'm saying.
Yes, Black Nature. Now, the next soundtrack will be A Weapon Conflict.
Old world.
Na, 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 na.
Oh, we are going.
Weapon Conflict from the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars on stage at World Cafe Live. And big thanks to all the members of the band. They do have an album out on Anti Records, the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. Get the music from Bob Marley coming up here on the World Cafe.